and welcome to the KVSC studios. As always, I'm Dana, your host for tonight's Monday Night Live. For the next hour, we have a full set of music from the progressive punk rock band Oblivion, based out of Minneapolis. So thanks for tuning in to 88.1 FM KVSC and UTVS Channel 21. It's Oblivion on Monday Night Live.
Hello, America. This first song is actually one of those love songs that you hear about, but it's more about too young of love, so we like to call it Prude. This is our first song. Thanks, America. This next song is about being skinny. We like to call it malnourishment. We'll be right back. Thank you, KVSC. We're Oblivion, and we're from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have one of those websites. It's oblivionband.com, and we're not very good at making websites, so we just made a little link to go to our MySpace. This next song is actually a slower, more, dare I say, wussy one. I like to say it has a lot more femininity to it, and this song is called Silencio.
Ah. your picture.
Thank you. I'd like to let everyone know that we're playing a show at Burnsville on this Thursday, the 19th, at the 1200 Club. It sounds really ritzy, but it's just a bowling alley. But, you know, that's all right. And we'll be playing there. It's at about, I want to say, 9. There's probably a few other bands there. You should check them out if you're in the Burnsville area.
This one goes out to my main man, Andy Reiners. We'll be right back.
That song is actually one of the singles that we just released in this double single that we were going to try and sell, but it kind of backfired on us. So we're just going to give all 1,500 away, and we're going to have them at different Hot Topics, at the Metro. It's just going to be for free and a little free bit. We're going to have it at Treehouse Records, all the cheapos. It's going to happen in December, so keep an eye out. You can also call the station or email them or text them or whatever media they have and request that song. And it was called My Jar. This next little tune, we just like to call Song in D.
This song also has a good vocal intro for those of you who are Oblivion fans and are listening on the radio. This one is for you guys.
Hogan! If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, brother. But on SummerSlam 91, you're going down, Hogan. I'm going to take that title belt from your cold, clammy hands and put it around my waist. Oh, yeah.
This next song is also another slow one, and we like to call that one Occam's Razor. Most of these songs, if not all of these songs, will be featured on our full length, which we haven't recorded yet. That should be out next year, and then we're going to tour off that for a few weeks. So if we make it to your town, please stop by. Thank you.
take your place, you take.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys. You've been listening to Oblivion on Monday Night Live. I'm going to be sitting down for an interview with these guys, so stay tuned. All right, and we're live again, sitting down here with Oblivion, a Minneapolis punk rock progressive band. How's the show going so far, you guys? How you feeling about KVSC?
I'm really enjoying KVSC. It's a rocking place. I'm glad we could came out tonight and enjoy this time with you guys.
Great, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming. So do you want to introduce yourself, maybe say what you're playing for everybody out there in Radioland who can't see what's going on?
I'm Mike, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Jason, and I play the drums.
And I'm Taylor, and I play the bass, and I also sing sometimes.
All right, thank you. So what's the story of Oblivion? I know you guys go back to high school, but is there any formulation process? What happened there?
Well, the way I like to think of it is we're pretty much a trio of pretty good-for-nothings. And we started playing together about almost five years ago. I was in another band called Sapid with another friend of mine, and I met Mike through
a school class, the biology class. He said, if you ever need another guitar player for your band, I also know a kid who drums. Long story short, we went over to Jason's house, jammed on some Neil Young songs, and now we're sitting in St. Cloud talking to you.
Neil Young, huh? You went from that to a progressive punk rock.
Well, we used to be pretty much this Nirvana ripoff band, and we used to try and reincarnate each individual member amongst ourselves, and people spotted that too easily. They were like, oh, Nirvana Jr. So after getting a few years of that, we just kind of got into musical theory, looked at different time signatures, not necessarily having the bass and the guitar play the exact same thing, maybe having some tighter jams within the rhythm section and allow Mike to do noise stuff. So it just kind of one day came to a realization that we can do whatever we want. We're oblivion. We're in oblivion. Anything goes. So that's from my perception.
All right. So you just got back from a tour, sort of going around. Any crazy tour stories? Where all did you go?
We actually went through the heartland of America down to New Orleans and back, and it was our first tour. We'd never been on the road before, so that was an experience in and of itself. Some of the crazy times we had were in Ohio. We played a show at this house party, and it was a crazy night, actually. We ended up having a few too many, and the night ended well, to say the least.
Right on. That's good. So you have tour potential coming up, show potential. What's going on with that?
We have, like we said, a show on Thursday night in Burnsville at the 1200 Club. I think it begins at 9. Other than that, we plan to record heavily in the next couple months. And then probably started off with a tour in April. Go to the West Coast and kind of just see where it goes from there. We've pretty much been playing show solid for the past 4 years, so it's nice to take a break every once in a while and just kind of write some new material, because we've been playing the same songs for the past, like, 4 or 5 years, so it's time to write some new stuff.
Right on, that's good. And this is the double single you were talking about with
yep.
Lotus and My Jar on it, correct?
We're actually going to be distributing this free at local Hot Topic stores and Cheapo and Treehouse Records, anywhere in Minneapolis-St. Paul. I'm going to try and hit them up, do a little guerrilla marketing, I think they call it. So it's free, so go pick it up. Otherwise, we charge $2 at a show. Unless you're cool, then I'll just give it to you. But, yeah, it's going to be two songs, two of our favorite songs that will be on the upcoming full length. And you can call KVSC and request either Lotus or My Jar and have a listen. We also have it on our MySpace, too, but radio's cooler.
And request online at kvsc.org, as always. Also, tell me about what goes into the writing process with some of these songs that you have coming out. Is it a collaborative effort?
Well, there's going to be a lot of different stories from who you ask in the band on who comes up with the original stuff. But Mike is the foundation and the heartbeat of all of the songs, for the lion's share of the songs, actually. And he'll bring in a riff, and sometimes it'll be a whole song, and then Jason and I will try our own part. Like I said, I'll try and not just cop what he's playing, maybe do a counter melody. If it's softer, maybe I'll try singing something, or we'll try a trade-off of something, because Mike used to always sing. And now, with me, there's another dimension that we have, or we'll try to go for, at least. And sometimes like his chorus riff won't be really cool, so we'll just be like, honestly, let's just keep that riff. That's a really good riff. And then they just go through a ton of more. It kind of morphs. It kind of changes, goes through a lot of changes, and then we go for it and record.
So a whole mix of great recipes then. Who do you cite as being some of your great influences to this music then?
I'll take over the influences area. We, like we said, Nirvana pretty much got us to play our respective instruments. But for me as a guitar player, I don't really look to musicians per se for influences. I look towards movies, media, anything. David Lynch is one of my all-time favorite directors, and I figure I'm a David Lynch audiophile on guitar because I just make weird noises and try to just kind of figure my own way through guitar. So we kind of just bring our own sort of unique representations to the instruments. Jason just hits really hard and is technical, you know, and Taylor's got crazy pedals going on. So I have to kind of do something to keep up with that. So I'm just kind of in the pocket in there.
Right on. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to the music. Oblivion's going to be playing for us up until the hour. So keep listening on Monday Night Live. All right, and for those of you just tuning in, Oblivion's been entertaining us here on Monday Night Live. So take it away.
Before we start, I didn't get a chance to in the interview, but I'd really like to thank KVSC and all of its listeners for allowing us to play. We wanted to do this for about a year and a half, and you've just finally let us do it. So I really, really want to thank you for allowing us to do this. Hopefully you've had a good time. I know we have. I know we probably shouldn't start this half of the set with a cover, but we're going to do one cover. They said we could sneak one in. And I want to make this clear that we didn't write this song, so no FCC media political jargon comes back to me.
No government.
Sub sandwiches for a living and can't afford another lawsuit. This song was written by Primus, and they like to call it Too Many Puppies.
In the dark, too many puppies. A shed not to bite at the sight of blood that must be built of that with my entire royal field. Too many puppies. Too many puppies. Puppies, we're trained to heal. Too many puppies, we're trained not to bark at the sight of blood that must be built up back with my death, a royal field. Too many puppies, too many puppies.
What are we playing next, Mike? Normally as a joke, I say that this is a Michael Bolton cover, but I'm not. This song we wrote. We like to call this song Doohickey.
I'm not afraid to die.
That song is also on the double single. That song was called Lotus. I believe this next song, we're playing Afterthought. This next song was one of the first songs that we wrote together, and it's tentatively titled Afterthought. Rosie.
I walk downhill. I let a rose I walk downhill. I let a rose I walk downhill. I oh I.
You've been listening to Oblivion on KVSC. Tune in next week for Dana and the Bottle Rockets on Monday Night Live. Same time, same place. Have a good night.